The survey, titled Global Mercury Hotspots, was conducted between May and June last year. It sought to measure the amount of ingested mercury in a sample population on the outskirts of Cameroon's largest city and industrial hub, Douala. According to the findings presented in early January, residents of Douala, located on the West African shores of the Atlantic Ocean, are highly exposed to mercury contamination. Mercury is a heavy silver-colored toxic metal existing in liquid form at room temperatures. Medics say human intake of its most poisonous form, methyl mercury, typically via consumption of polluted fish, results in the wrecking of the immune and nervous systems and severe damages to developing embryos. The research was jointly manned by experts from the Biodiversity Research Institute, the International POP Elimination Network, and the Center for Research and Education for Development. 19 trial subjects from two predominant fishing communities, Yupwe and Takele, on Douala suburbs, offered hair samples for analysis. Dr. Gilbert Kwepo, coordinator at the Center for Research and Education for Development, says results of the analysis conducted at a laboratory in Maine, USA, revealed disturbing methyl mercury traces in the trial subjects.
17 sont effectivement d'une concentration préoccupante.
He says 17 of the hair samples showed preoccupying mercury contamination levels way above WHO tolerable limits of 1 microgram of mercury per kilogram of human body mass. He says they found concentrations ranging from 2.8 to 3.8 micrograms per kilogram or parts per million. He adds that even more disturbing were two others who displayed exceedingly elevated levels, surpassing 540 micrograms. Mercury occurs naturally in geological deposits, volcanoes, and also as an introduced contaminant in the environment from metal processing, gold mining, coal incineration, and hospital waste. It is easily carried over vast distances in the atmosphere by wind and then deposited on land and water surfaces. Some of the mercury that falls onto water surfaces from the air is converted by marine bacteria into methyl mercury. Zooplanktons or microscopic animals then gulp the methyl mercury and are in turn devoured by fish. At each stage in the aquatic food chain, the concentration of methyl mercury, which is much more easily absorbed than is excreted, is biomagnified. Dr. Jude Atta, co-author of the research findings, said their conclusion is that the major source of mercury contaminating the population of Douala is fish.
The Vuri, where the people are fishing, is polluted by mercury.
The researchers have recommended the putting in place of urgent measures to reduce mercury emissions in Douala, which is home to over 80% of Cameroon's industries, as more and more people depend on fish for proteins. They are urging governments in the region to immediately enact legislation to constrain mercury polluting industries to obtain equipment to clean up contaminated environment, limit imports of raw materials containing mercury, and impose industrial and hospital garbage inspection before disposal. Since 2009, the United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, has been pushing for a negotiated global pact to progressively phase out and eventually eliminate mercury emissions worldwide. The initiative is due completion this year with the proposition of a global legally binding treaty which will be translated into national laws and funded by the UN to speed up mercury emission reductions worldwide. For VOA News, I'm Tarike Devine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.